Hello, hello, my friends. I am Jenny Lin, and this is my show. I am a wife and mom of two crazy kiddos. I have struggled many years with chronic illness and pain. I have a passion to find out as much as I can while navigating through life not always feeling 100%. I have realized that having a positive mindset is a must in today's crazy world. You deserve to live this life showing up as your best self, and I can help you get there. If you've been feeling lost after becoming a mom, you're not alone. I know that incredible woman is still in there, just begging to be found. I am here to create a safe, non-judgmental space for like-minded women. Let's empower each other. I am so happy you're here. Now, let's jump into the 123 Mom Squad podcast with me, Jenny Lin. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. All the good things. Happy holidays to all my favorite mom squatters out there. So listen, you got me again today, and I just want to give you a couple tips on how to stay productive during the holidays. And this is super important because I know a lot of people, including myself, get distracted. And we all get distracted, and obviously for good reason, right? I mean, we have a million and one things going on. So as I was writing my email, my newsletter to my VIPers, and if you're not already on that list, just go to my website, 123momsquad.com, and you can sign up right there. I just send weekly newsletters on health tips, tricks, hacks, just all things involving health and wellness, and some updates with me. I always put in a favorite motivational quote that helps me get through the week. And so when I was writing this week's newsletter, I could have gone on and on and on. And so I just wanted to talk more about it, which is what prompted me to do this episode on productivity. Now, when it comes to productivity, when you have a health issue, that's a whole different ball game, right? We function on a much different level than the healthy person. So when people tell you, and now my family included, it's very hard for me. Okay, this is just getting real with you here. My family, my close family, my sister and my father are very, very exercise enthusiasts. Okay. My father is in better shape than my body has ever been in my whole life. He cycles sometimes up to over 50 to 60 miles a day. Not a day, I shouldn't say like per week, but in a week during the summer when it's nice out, he hops on his bicycle and just goes. I believe he's 66, but and those of you that know him, please don't tell him I'm talking about him. All right, you know, he might just, you know, not appreciate that. But my sister as well, she's done the Ironman twice. And when you're together with your family and they're, oh, Jen, you should come with us, or, you know, you should try and do this 5K. And now I used to run in school. I used to be on the cross country team. Like, you know, I danced for 15 years. I was really athletic, but it all just kind of catches up to you. And then when you're diagnosed with, you know, all these other health issues, and after you have children and an emergency C-section that involved a blood transfusion, your body just doesn't function the same way ever again. And as much as I really wish I could do all these things with them, I just can't. And it took me many years to kind of let them realize, listen, I've had 6 abdominal surgeries. I've got a crap ton of adhesions in my core. I can't run like that because I can't support my core. I can't cycle because I can't support my core. I have a Peloton that I got a couple Christmases ago, and I got on it and I did like 30 minutes the next day. I was sore for almost 2 weeks. It just couldn't move. It hurt so bad. It felt like I got hit with a dump truck. It was awful. Needless to say, I have barely gotten back on that bike because I was literally afraid to just do that type of injury to my body again. But you constantly hear from your family, listen, you know you can do it. You just gotta, you know, you gotta run past the pain or cycle past the pain, and it's all in your head. And but you can, no matter what you say to people that don't have these problems or don't have these issues, diseases, they will not understand you. They do not get it. They don't understand that your body just cannot do those things. And it's unfortunate that you have to constantly either make up an excuse, right? I mean, you understand this is why I'm here on this platform, because I know that you get this. And I just want everybody to understand that I get you. And when you need support and when you need that type of person that understands what it is you're going through, I get it. I understand. Girl, I'm here. I'm still there. I'm always going to be there. But you can't expect a healthy person to understand what it is that you're feeling on a daily basis. Or your friends, when they say, oh, come on, let's go. Let's just go out for a quick drink. And sometimes your body, by the end of the day, has just had enough pain to just tell them, I just can't do it. But how many excuses and have you come up with, right? And it's hard too when you're living with a partner or a spouse that also doesn't get it. It's hard. It's not easy. And it's frustrating. So when people tell you, okay, listen, so when somebody asks you, all you got to do to be more productive is to wake up an hour early before your family. You got to get in that quiet time. You got to, you know, get into that creative mode. And I mean, I listen to other podcasts that, you know, are so, like, I love the content that is coming out there. But a lot of these motivational speakers just don't connect to people that struggle with a chronic illness. So you have to find your own way, and you have to find your way that works for you. And the past couple years that I have been working on myself to take the time to really tune into me, my body, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, everything has been done with, I guess I've tried, you know, just about every different modality out there. And I've listened to a lot of other motivational speakers that can give you tips and tricks that might work for them. And what might work for them will not work for you. But there's no reason that you can't try it. And there are some things that some people will say, well, hey, you know, like I said, get up an hour early or try and work out in the morning. And you just know that, you know, that's just not going to work, right? You just shake your head and go, nope, that's not it, dude. I'm sorry. I can't do it. So we try something different, and we continue to try something different. If you continue to try to be motivated, that's the secret behind productivity to me, is just motivation. What motivates you? And that's what I tried to put in my email. So I'm just going to give you a couple tips that works for me, but may not work for you, but you can totally take it with a grain of salt, take it, leave it, try it, whatever it may be. But sometimes what motivates me is something simple as music. Music is what soothes the soul. It's what energizes you. Everybody, you know, that goes to the gym is listening to some kind of crazy, if it's rap, rock, whatever music motivates you and gets that blood pumping. I'm one of those dance walkers. All right. So if I'm in the mall and I hear a good jam, I'm a dance walker and I embarrass the crap out of my kids. Yes, I do. My arm is up. I do it. I embarrass my children, but I can't help myself. Being a dancer, it's in my blood, okay? So if you're around me and a good jam hits me the right way, I'm going to be dance walking. And I'm sorry, it happens. So, and there are days that I want to listen to a jam that makes me dance. And then there are days that I need music that helps me calm my soul. So it's just a different, you know, with you have a chronic illness, some days you feel like you can, yeah, today's a good day. I'm having a good day. Or today I'm having an off day. But I always like to start my day when I know that it's ready for me to be productive, me to get to work or do whatever. I base it on how I feel. And then I play that type of tune. So listen to it in the shower and it kind of gets you going. It definitely gets me going. Sometimes I'm even dancing in the shower. I definitely don't sing in the shower. Nobody wants to hear that, not even my dogs. And then I love essential oils. And I know that a lot of you now have these essential oils and use them in your daily routine, which is awesome, by the way. I literally have two that I just go back and forth because that depends on my mood. I use eucalyptus. I use eucalyptus in my shower, in my bath. I absolutely love if you just get a glass bottle and put some eucalyptus in a glass spray bottle with, you know, dilute it with some coconut oil and spray it into your shower stall before the water turns on or while the water's running. Oh, and it smells like a sweet salon visit, and it just kind of, you know, calms your nerves and makes you feel that you're just relaxed and you're just ready to just take on anything, and it relaxes your muscles. I like to put it in my bath and it helps calm me, as well as lavender. Lavender soothes your soul. It has that calming effect. So I like to use that one sometimes at night in my bath as well. But scent has a very powerful meaning behind it, and it can totally, totally turn your mood around sometimes. But if you can try to use the essential oils in your workplace. So when you want to be productive, people turn to scents and sounds. And so have a diffuser running like on your desk, or light a favorite non-toxic candle. Release that chemical in your brain that just gets you moving and gets you motivated. And sometimes it's a bar of chocolate. All right, let's all be realistic here. If I go for a run or I do something that I want to reward myself with, I'm going to be like, Jenny, if you can do this, I'm going to let you eat a bar of chocolate with no guilt. And you know what? Who does that with their children? How do you motivate your children to clean the room? If you clean your room, I'll give you an extra hour of screen time. So everybody finds motivation differently, right? Okay, so now we've got music, we've got scents, we've got chocolate bars. What else can we do to stay focused and motivated? I have a hard time falling asleep sometimes. I shouldn't say sometimes, most nights, because my mind wanders, and that's when my mind decides to be most productive. Well, sometimes that can be, you know, a godsend, or it can just really not. It can be awful. And I know there's a lot of us that struggle with sleep, especially when you're a mom that has to do a million things. And especially now during the holidays, when you're thinking of everybody else except yourself, you're rushing around making sure the holidays are absolutely perfect, that you've picked out that special gift for your friend. You want to find that special wrapping paper, right? So I get it. I know that there's so many things to do, and we all have to learn to really just take the time that we still need to focus on our own mental and physical health, because that's when we suffer. And a lot of people do suffer during the holidays because we run ourselves down. We run ourselves down to the bottom of the barrel that we can go. And it takes so much longer for us to fill that barrel back up because we've exhausted all of our options running around doing everything for everybody except ourselves. So trying to stay productive during the holidays may not be focusing on your work, or may not be focusing on that project that you've been wanting to do all year. Maybe that's got to just hang on for a few more weeks until after the first of the year, and when things slow down and kids are back to school, because you need to help yourself as well. Please don't stop taking care of yourself mentally and physically. That project can wait. We have more time. We can still get it done. And it will get done. It will get done when the timing is right. I believe that timing is everything in our lives. And I just want to take a moment to kind of celebrate my own wins this past year. You guys, I started this podcast in November of 2021. And it took me a very long time to actually get up the nerve to press record. I don't know if people are going to listen to me. Who wants to listen to a girl that has had so many different problems in her life, health-wise and everything like that? But I know that there's maybe one person out there that can relate to my circumstances. And here's what's happened in the past year for me. I got up the nerve to press record. I did it, and I did it intentionally, hoping that I can create a community that supports each other for other like-minded people that struggle as I did and as I do. I am not perfect. I still struggle. I still have days that I don't feel well. But here's the thing.
Let's take a quick break.
Welcome to the Alchemy of Natural Healing. I'm your host, Laurel Dewey. True healing is an alchemical process, meaning it must transform you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. What affects one affects all three. True healing is one of the hardest journeys you'll ever travel, but it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling when you get to meet yourself for the first time. If you're ready to take that journey, let's get started.
I have created a different way of living my life. I have so much to be thankful for, and I radiate my body with so much positivity and gratitude every single day that I don't have time to be negative. I don't have time to feel every single aches and pains, because I am so thankful for so much more, for having the ability to actually get this message out to people. And I have a beautiful family and a great warm house and bed and animals that I can go to for unconditional love. There's so much to be thankful for. And no matter what, I'm still thankful for my body. I don't ever want to say, why me? I am not defined by my illnesses, and neither are you. I am not broken. I am not broken, and neither are you. We are simply different, and that's okay. There are so many people that struggle on a daily basis that we walk by and we don't know what it is that they struggle with. So it is so important to constantly be kind. Be kind, and not even to everybody else, but be kind to yourself, because your body and your mind need you to be kind to it. The more that you understand and get across that, you know what, just because I struggle with arthritis, I can still walk, I can still move, I can still function. Some days, yes, are worse than others. And again, that's okay. I get it. But that doesn't mean that you have to sit on the couch and just focus on why me, I'm feeling achy today. There's so many other things that you can do and be thankful for that's what I want you to focus on. My body produced two beautiful, healthy children, regardless of what it is that I'm going through right now. My body has taken me and made two human beings. And for that, I will forever be grateful for. My body has given me the ability to live my dreams and my goals. I have finally published my first children's book, something that I have been dreaming of since I've been 9 years old. I drew these characters in third and fourth grade. I've been drawing them ever since. And I knew that the timing would come when it was ready. And again, divine timing. My children helped me out with this book. I'm so blessed that I had the ability to share this whole process with them. And even though it took 33 some years, this was the time. This was the time for it to get out into the world and share my messages with everybody. All right. I've shared my issues and problems with my family, and it's still ongoing, and it's just a struggle, and it's just something that we all have to kind of unfortunately deal with. And You know, you just got to try to not feel guilty. I know that it's hard, and it's all about also setting boundaries. I did a whole episode on boundaries last season. Boundaries are super duper important. If we don't set boundaries, we will continue to allow people to step all over us. You have to stop being the yes person to everybody and to start being the no, not now person. You don't have to say it mean, and you don't have to, you know, look aggravated when people keep asking you to help them with something. You just say, now is not the time, or not at the moment. You don't have to say no, just not right now. And that was the phrase, not right now. Those three words are super duper powerful. Write those down and use that when you need to set your next boundary with a friend who wants you to do something, whatever, help them move, pick up their kids, pick up their dry cleaning, go to the store for them. I'm sorry, not right now. You know, I would normally be there for you, but maybe you can take that hour to focus on yourself or your family, and you do something else for yourself. And that's where it starts. And that is exactly how you can be more productive, because that time helps you get done what you want to get done in your life. You'll never get everything done if you continue to be the yes person to everybody else. Is that not right? So let's go back to trying to go to bed at night. I know there's a million and one journals out there. And let me tell you, I've got a whole bookshelf full of journals. And what I do plan on doing at some point is taking all those journals and what's worked for me and what hasn't worked for me. I want to create my own journal for people that struggle with chronic illness. I know exactly what I want to put in it. I know exactly what it's going to look like. And at some point, I will get to it. Until then, use a blank notebook. Get out a blank one subject notebook or any type of piece of paper. Keep it at your bedside. You're going to write down your to-do list. Simply just write down your to-do list, what it is that you want to do tomorrow. And then if you've got 10 things on that list, I want you to take your pen and I want you to circle the top three things that you have to get done, that have to be accomplished on the next day. That's it. Just three. Put the pen down. Now you know that you can go to sleep and you know what has to get done. Your mind can relax and you can fall asleep. In the morning, you wake up, you look at that list. Those are still the three things that need to get done today. Just focus on those three things, whether it was the first thing that you wrote down or the seventh. You need to just focus on the three circled things. Everything else can go to the next day. You do the exact same thing night after night, okay? Circle the three items that are most important that have to get done. And sometimes there's going to be things that carry on over and over for month and month and month, which means those things that you have to get done, but they're just not that important. Those can wait for days that, you know, you have a day off or you have a vacation coming up, the kids are out of school, and you can knock those off the list. Because sometimes they're just little things, but sometimes they're things that you know you have to, that could take a long time. In which case, those things, you really have to take a moment. And this is another little thing here that I do, another little hack. You have to set a timer on your phone. Okay, you've got one dedicated hour. You set a timer on your phone. You turn off all your notifications. You silence your phone, you take it off of vibrate because it still makes noise. I can't tell you how long I used to have my phone on vibrate, but that doesn't help. You still hear it even if the ringer's off. Turn that sucker off. You don't need it. And turn off all of your notifications except for maybe your text messaging. If you're expecting a call from your children or a sick parent or anybody or anything like that. That's it. Every other notification you don't need. You have 1 hour to be focused and productive. Sit down and knock that project out of the park. Get it off your list and just do it. You have to just do it. You will feel so much better. I know it's hard to be focused because we are always so distracted nowadays. And it's so easy to do a million and one things, especially if you work from home. There's always something that is going to distract you. So just set that timer and dedicate that hour and focus on that. Next thing, when you have accomplished something, I want you to celebrate the living crap out of it. Yes, I do. Go and eat that chocolate bar. Go and celebrate. Go out for a drink with your girlfriends. Go to a movie with your spouse. You deserve to celebrate any type of win. Small win, big win, medium win. Celebrate it for your, you know, with your kids. If they've accomplished something, celebrate it. Because you should be proud of yourself. You should, just like you're proud of your kids when they have their music concert or their chorus or their dance recital or their hockey tournament. You celebrate them, right? Well, why do we stop celebrating ourselves when we turn a certain age? Because when you do celebrate that stuff, you feel good about yourself. You want to continue to do things. You want to continue to feel that feeling again because it feels damn good. So you have to celebrate yourself. And this is the thing that I get lost into because I've done a lot this past year. I created this podcast. I wrote the book. I was a co-author in a book. I got to be on Every Woman TV. I have a couple segments on there. I'm reading in schools. These things are big things for me. I haven't done big things for myself in years. I mean, I guess since I've had my kids, that was like, you know, birthing kids, that's like a big thing, right? But then as you're a stay-at-home mom and you really get lost in who you are, you literally just live for your children to raise them. So it's hard and it's tricky and all of our situations are different. I understand that. So that's why it's very important to just take what you can from anybody that you listen to and just take what works for you and go with it. So let's go back to what we need to do. We want to create it. You can create a playlist in your phone. I have my feel good playlist. I have my want to dance playlist and I have my relaxing playlist. Create those playlists for the mood that you're feeling in. And you need to just play those when you want to get an extra boost of energy. You want to feel motivated. Take that playlist out and start playing it. Then we want to set a timer and we want to make sure that we're focused for the time for the time that we have free. We want to be focused. We want to have a scent that makes us feel energized and feels good and turns on those dopamine and serotonin receptors. We want to make sure that we go ahead and get all those good feel vibes into our brain and at our fingertips so we can create what we want to create. The night before, we're going to write down the things that we have to get done. And we want to circle the three things that are extremely important for us to get done the next day. Everything else is going to go on to the next day and continue and so on. In the meantime, we need to practice gratitude every single day. Not only gratitude with others, but gratitude for yourself. What it is that your body does and accomplishes every single day. You are an amazing human being. You have accomplished so much in your lifetime. I want you to take a moment and look back at that. Now that the year is coming to a close, this is a whole nother episode, but you are a freaking rock star. Yes, you are. Look in your mirror and tell yourself that. You are a rock star. I know that you are. And I know that sometimes it is hard to do that, but you deserve to tell yourself that because you have accomplished so much regardless of how your body tells you how it feels. And even though you sometimes feel like you wanted to do your path wanted to go a certain way, it went a different way for a reason. I always go back to the song by Garth Brooks. I've mentioned this before. God's unanswered prayers. I thank God for unanswered prayers. And sometimes the way that you thought, the things that you prayed for, the things that you wished and hoped for didn't happen because they just weren't going to turn out the right way or because you had a whole nother opportunity knocking at your door. Those are the things we're thankful for. Divine timing. It's there. It's a real thing. Whether you believe it or not, and this is something that I've learned to really love, is things will happen when they're ready, when they're ready to happen. And sometimes you thought you'd be somewhere else. And I thought that my journey might happen a little bit quicker, but I've also learned to give my body the grace and doing it without feeling guilty when I need a day to rest, or I need, you know, a half a day to just sit still and just to read a book, a nice book, and take a bath and just relax or do some nice stretching on the floor. That sometimes is the thing that your body just needs. It needs some downtime. You have to give your body that. And you have to allow yourself to not feel guilty when things can't get done. They will get done. There's time. There's time to do all the things. They may just not happen as quickly as possible. And I have come to terms with that given my health conditions. So you will get the things done. Trust me, they will get done. But you are not that healthy person. So don't push yourself and don't feel guilty that you're not that healthy person and that you're not where you thought you'd be. You will get there. You're just going to get there in your own time. All of our paths are different, and that is okay. If we all were the same, it'd be one boring ass planet. So just do your thing and do your thing with grace and not feeling guilty. I hope that there was some sort of nugget of information in here for you. And I hope that you all have an amazing holiday, whatever it is that you celebrate. And don't forget to celebrate you. And again, be present in that moment so you can really, truly enjoy what it is that you've worked so hard for your family and loved ones for this holiday season. Take that snapshot, put it in your brain, create a memory, a core memory that you will always, always love and cherish. All right, my friends, goodbye for now. Thank you all for being here. I am so glad we found each other. See you next time. Have an incredible day, my beautiful friends.